All aboard the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Take heart, rail fans. The U.S. is issuing at least 2 train stamps next year. Many stamp collectors organize their collections around subject areas or topics. Trains is one of the most popular topics, along with birds, space, boats and ships, and Christmas. But there have only been 2 U.S. train stamps in the last decade, and they just barely qualify. This year, there was Oni the Postal Dog, who traveled on railway post offices. But you'd never know about the trains to look at the stamp. And the last train on a stamp was a toy train. Next year's 2 stamps are more about architecture than trains. One of them is part of the Earthscape series that shows interesting scenes from high above the earth. It shows a railroad roundhouse. That's where steam locomotives were stored and turned around so they faced forward. There are 3 cars and 3 locomotives in the design, but only a train buff will know what they are. The other reportedly will be a rate change stamp featuring Grand Central Terminal in New York City. It's arguably the best of the classic train stations that still survive, but we'll only see it if there's a rate change. Still, these 2 stamps will have to satisfy train stamp collectors, or rail philatelists as they call themselves. I guess trains aren't as popular with the general public as they once were. They're not part of pop culture. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.